Traders are closely watching the S&P 500, which has softened in recent sessions amid heightened volatility, as US polls show a tight race between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. The race, now neck and neck, suggests prolonged uncertainty that could affect major US indices if results are delayed. The S&P 500 index chart shows a mild downward movement, with a recent close around 5,719.23. The index also tested support around 5,699.05. With PI breaking below this support could open the way for further declines, while a sustained move above 5,728.05 could signal a potential recovery towards previous highs. In Australia, the Reserve Bank's decision to maintain rates at a restrictive 12-year high further pressured equities. Financial stocks were particularly affected, echoing weakness in global markets tied to a cautious S&P 500 outlook. Australia stock. Australian banks saw sharp declines, with Commonwealth Bank of Australia down 0.7% and Westpac sliding 1.5%. The energy sector followed suit, with Woodside and Santos declining 1.1% and 0.7%, respectively, tracking the subdued sentiment impacting the S&P 500's energy components amid falling oil prices. Meanwhile, sectors that have recently aligned with the S&P 500's lower performance, such as consumer staples and real estate, saw additional declines in Australia. As the US election unfolds, traders expect heightened S&P 500 volatility, with options markets reflecting one of the year's sharpest spikes in implied volatility. The outcome will likely shape near-term movements across global equities, with the S&P 500 and indices like the S&P ASX 200 expected to track each other closely, as economic and policy risks remain elevated.